Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, we got the show starting. I'm sitting here BSing with John Jackson, the Joker from X, off air, talking about some of the breaking news going on out there. And then I hear kind of in my mic in the background. I was like, oh, that's the show open. John, we got to roll. John, what's going on? Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, and go Bobcats, right? Can you believe that last night? In the waning seconds of overtime, to win by 1 point, and the drama, incredible.
I was going to ask you, if we didn't, we were talking about other, news, breaking news during the break. I was going to ask you if you watched it, because, I don't know if you cover, if you ever follow much of the local Montana stuff. But, as a guy who went to the University of Montana, I was on my feet for, I think, the last 5 minutes. And, my wife even recorded a video of me. When the Bobcats, when it's 4th and 10 and the Bobcats are on what, the 15 or something like that. And I'm like, how do you not guard Taco Dowler? If you guard any guy with maybe two or three guys, you guard Taco Dowler, the Billings West High School kid who was really the star last night, if you ask me. I mean, he was the star of when the Cats played the Grizz in the semifinal game as well, if you ask me.
If you see that coverage from another angle, he is wide open when they hit him with that pass. But, I was just about to pull my hair out with all those false starts. Flags.
Evan and Belt, we had a message on the Montana Talks app from Evan and Belt earlier this morning, and he was congratulating them and everything, and he says, I've never seen somebody work so hard to steal defeat from the jaws of victory, but boy, they still pulled it off in the end. Yeah, I think 8-plus false starts, because, they went from a 2-touchdown lead at the half to then the Illinois State tied it up, and man, if it wasn't for special teams blocking a field goal and blocking an extra a point, it'd be a much different conversation this morning.
Well, you heard the announcers talking throughout the game that Illinois, I guess, had a real hard time with their kicking squad this year. And boy, it lost them the game.
Yeah, well, and the announcers on ESPN, they were saying how, hey, this Illinois State, man, they almost always go for it on fourth down. And so they were what, on like the 20, 30-yard line? I think the 30-yard line. And I think, it was only 4th and 1. And so I think everybody expected them to go for it, and then they didn't, and then blocked, and it was like, oh man. And they were lucky they ended up making it into overtime after that one, frankly. Hey, while we're talking about it, let me play the audio for those of you who haven't seen it or heard it, maybe didn't watch the game last night. Here you go. This is the ESPN audio.
His second career start at Illinois State.
When they panned to the crowd of Montana State fans who just, 30 seconds before that just looked dreadful. They looked dreary, and what a sea change occurred after that blocked kick. All right, back taking your phone calls and more right after this.
It's January 6th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Cuddle Up Day, and since January is a cold month, there's no better way to celebrate than with the one you love. Also, did you know that cuddling is good for your health? The act of cuddling releases the hormone oxytocin, which is known to help reduce blood pressure, stress, and anxiety. Also on this date, President Benjamin Harrison signed the charter for the Washington National Cathedral in 1893. CNN founder Ted Turner purchased the Atlanta Braves for $12 million in 1976. And Star Wars The Force Awakens passed the $760 million mark in 2016, breaking the North American box office record, which was held by the film Avatar. If it's your birthday today, you share it with the world's greatest detective, Sherlock Holmes, believed to have been born in 1854, and actress and comedian Kate McKinnon, born in 1984. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, later on in the 9 o'clock hour of this show, we're going to talk more about Venezuela and what message was sent to Iran, to the terrorist regime in Tehran. Dr. Mehrdad Kia from the University of Montana, he's going to call in around 9:39 this morning. And John Jackson, the Joker from X, hey, you're welcome to stick around for that conversation if you want as well. We're taking your phone calls, 406-294-0970. Whenever John's with us, we're taking your phone calls. You can jump in on the conversation. You can also send us a message on the Montana Talks app. John Jackson, I just got a message here from Sam in Kalispell that just came in. It's Taco Tuesday in Montana. It is Taco Tuesday. Definitely today it is Taco Tuesday after this incredible performance by Taco Dollar.
But you know what? For me, the performance of the game, I can't remember his name, the Bobcat, that as he was heading to the end zone, jumped all the way over the defender to then land in the end zone for a touchdown. That was just incredible.
Yeah, I posted that, facebook.com/Flint Report last night. I said, this is the highlight of the game so far. I got you covered. His name is Dane Steele. And, hey, let's roll the tape again for you.
Those timeouts, they got to the line quickly, got the ball snapped, Lamson throws, a missed tackle, turn up field, a hurdle inside the 10, and diving for the end zone, touchdown, Dane Steele! He didn't go down!
Yeah, it was crazy. He hurdles over one potential tackle, and then another guy looked like he was going to nail him before he got into the end zone, and he just dove right into the end zone. And in fact, one of his fellow teammates looked like he was diving with him just to try to help push him across. But John, to me, that play right there, that showed me how hungry these guys were. You know, you think about it from MSU's standpoint, this was their first national championship since 1984. They're hungry for it. You know, the Montana Grizzlies had a national championship in 95 and then again in 2001. But it's been since 1984 for the Bobcats. That clip right there showed me how hungry these guys were for a win.
You watch that in slow motion from a field angle, and you see the vertical leap that kid went into. I mean, he looks like he's 5 feet in the air. When he finally gets over the defender, lands, and then has the presence of mind to put his hand out so his knees don't touch the ground to then go into the end zone. It's amazing.
Speaking of, I mentioned Grizzlies and I mentioned being hungry. I ran into Chuck Liddell, the UFC legend Chuck Liddell, on the ski hill the other day. I remember I texted you. I said, holy cow, I just walked past Chuck Liddell up here in Whitefish. That guy, because he had his helmet off, so he must have just gotten done skiing. That guy looks like a hungry grizzly bear, ready to fight anything in his path. I was like, holy crap, do not mess with that guy. Do not ask that guy squat when you're walking past Chuck Liddell. But yeah, apparently he was doing some ice fishing here in Montana as well. I got a story on our Montana Talks website that somebody wrote about Chuck the Iceman Liddell doing some ice fishing here in Montana.
Yeah, Chuck does not pass undetected, right, with that mohawk haircut that he maintains to this day. With that haircut and his size, you see him from 50, 100 yards off. You're like, uh-oh, that's Chuck Liddell.
Yeah, it's like the world just slows, like in a slow motion video, like, don't get in a fight with that guy, right? At first, I was looking at him. I was like, man, that guy looks really familiar. I wonder if that's Kesa Davison's husband, who owns the SBG gyms here in Montana. And I was like, no, that's – and then all of a sudden, I hear some young guy behind me, holy cow, that was Chuck Liddell.
You know, the rumors, the word around the campfire on Chuck is back when he was fighting, he was a handful. And I mean a handful, like, outside the ring. And particularly when they were out in Las Vegas, he was getting into all kinds of, you know the trouble you can get into in Las Vegas? He was getting into all of it. And they'd be wondering if he was going to be ready to fight, if they were really worried about him.
Well, that sounds like some John Jackson kind of trouble, because you could be quite the handful from time to time, I imagine.
Oh, man, I mean, but, you know, Chuck, with his celebrity, obviously, and with the money he had that ability to get in all of that trouble, if you're following me.
Well, I'm not following you, John, but, you know, whenever John is on the show, I should issue another reminder to our Missoula listeners in particular, because we're really excited to have our Missoula friends joining us here in the 8 o'clock hour of the show now as well. You know, before, this has always been considered the extra hour of Montana Talk. We've been live in the 8 o'clock hour in Billings, Bozeman, Livingston, Butte, Great Falls, Kalispell. Well, now Missoula also joining us here in this 8 o'clock hour, so that's a ton of fun. John, the breaking news that you and I were talking about earlier, Hilton Hotels. Fox News Radio has this headline, Hilton hits turbulence after ICE reservation blow-up. So apparently a Hilton hotel in Minneapolis was canceling hotel reservations for federal law enforcement officers and agents. That was the big story that caught my eye earlier this morning, but you've got an update. Apparently, Big Hilton isn't having it.
Yeah, Hilton Corporate, they came out with a statement this morning, and they are cutting that hotel loose. They are kicking them out of the Hilton chain group because apparently Corporate had a discussion with them about this, and the people there in Minnesota, which I'm told are of Indian descent from India, they were told, stop this, correct it right now. And they responded to Hilton, yes, we have corrected it. No more problems.
And then they didn't, and it got worse. All right, hold that thought, John. Back.
Hey, what a start to 2026. A massive 6-1 victory for Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson. Yeah, you guys remember this phony, bogus ethics complaint that was filed against him? Case dismissed. Plus, the Montana Supreme Court called out the hacks who waged this political warfare against him for violating his constitutional rights. That's what we covered Friday with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with John Jackson, the Joker from X. Plus, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. So, yeah, John, so a little backstory here. Hilton, I think, was a little worried about a Bud Light-style backlash. The Wall Street Journal, you know, was reporting on how ICE plans to send 2,000 personnel to Minnesota, especially in the wake of this Somali welfare fraud scandal. But the Trump administration started publicly naming and shaming the company, saying, hey, Hilton Hotels, why did your team in Minneapolis cancel our federal law enforcement officer and agents' reservations? ICE posted that on X. DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, then asked, why is Hilton Hotels siding with murderers and rapists to deliberately undermine and impede DHS law enforcement from their mission to enforce our nation's immigration laws? Apparently, Hilton had responded to the inquiry with a series of updated statements saying, quote, we have been in direct contact with the hotel, and they have apologized for the actions of their team, which was not in keeping with their policies. But then, John, I guess as you've been tracking this morning, Hilton has now gone even further because they said that the company did not stand by what they claimed they were going to do. So Hilton says, all right, you guys are out of here.
Yeah, I believe it was Nick Sorter, internet and Twitter guy that went back into, filmed a video where he went back into the lobby of that hotel, and the people at the front desk told him, oh no, that policy still exists. We are not allowing these people to stay here. And that's what Hilton got a hold of that. And they said, okay, you're done. You're out. We are terminating your association with Hilton. And they have the full right to do that. But I tell you, Aaron, the bigger picture here is You and I, our whole lives, every workplace you've ever been in, every break room, what does it have up there on the wall? It has every time you see that poster that says it is illegal to discriminate against anyone based on race, sex, creed, blah, 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 blah. You know the drill. But see, it's become all commonplace amongst Democrats now in the last 10, 15 years that they just outright discriminate against you and they dare you to do something about it. The Biden administration is giving away grants and money and scholarships and all this strictly based on color.
Oh, yeah. Well, and don't even get us started on the commie Mamdani in New York City and the head of his housing program there and how she is basically on camera talking about discriminating against white property owners in particular. I mean, straight up racism, and not to mention the communism, property confiscation, et cetera, that they're working towards there. Hey, John, I was just thinking, too, this is our first time catching up with you since this incredible operation on Saturday morning where, you know, basically U.S. forces went in and took out the Venezuelan dictator or were captured and arrested Venezuelan dictator Nicolai Maduro. For our listeners who don't know, John is a retired federal law enforcement officer. He's served overseas in Afghanistan and of course, has had multiple tours down south in South America as well. So he's very familiar with this neck of the woods. I guess take us just back to Saturday morning when you first heard the news. What was your reaction?
Yeah, it amazing stuff. And you hear how they got in and out into the largest military base in Venezuela, got the man, got him out with not one of our men killed. And you're like, oh my God. You know they had some really high-level intel to be able to do this. And sure enough, it turns out the word out there is that intel came from Delcy Rodriguez, who is now the sworn-in new president of Venezuela. She was Maduro's vice president. And I tell you something, Aaron, you and I are talking about this off the air. She is a very, very bad person. She was picked by Maduro back in 2018. I guarantee you she is up to her little neck in all of this nastiness, including all of the drug trafficking. And everyone else is still in place down there. The only person that's been picked out was obviously Maduro and his wife. So, boy, without boots on the ground down there, I think we got some tough work ahead of us.
Has that been confirmed that she was a source, that she basically stabbed Maduro in the back so she could take power, or is that just kind of the speculation at this point?
No, that's just strictly speculation,
okay,
and
yeah,
I think it's been speculated.
Yeah,
it's been speculated by people down there in Venezuela, too.
Yeah. Well, but it was kind of interesting because on Saturday she was talking tough against Trump, and then all of a sudden she got very conciliatory very fast, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. She came out with a statement on Sunday saying she's looking for bilateral cooperation and blah, 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 blah. But let me tell you who this person is, Aaron. She was the official who oversees the El Helicoide, the largest torture center in the Western Hemisphere. She oversaw it as vice president. And her brother, Jorge Rodriguez, is the one that swore her in the other day. He's the Rasputin of this regime, along with the son of Nicolas Maduro. The whole place, the entire infrastructure is still sitting there. So I'm telling you right now, I don't see good times ahead.
Yeah, it's the work is just beginning, as I think the message that Jesse Waters shared last night on Fox News when I saw just a couple of segments of his program. What about Democrat Senator John Fetterman torching his fellow Democrats? Why can't they just call this a good thing? Why can't they celebrate a good thing? They had all talked about how awful Maduro was. They had put a $25 million arrest reward on his head. Oh, but now Trump delivers, and they're acting like this is a bad thing?
Friends of mine were on that operation. Two of my former partners were actually down there in Venezuela on the op, grabbed him up, escorted him back on the plane, and of course then they're hitting me up on WhatsApp with the hero shots. They were loving it. I mean, absolutely loving it.
I can't wait to you know, have a glass of something with those guys, or maybe a cigar one of these days, to, you know, just to be like, man, because that's the coolest thing. Like, you know, I think about, you know, 20 years ago, I was in Ramadi, Iraq. And in fact, yesterday I was chatting with one of my guys who was wounded 20 years ago this week. And when our Humvee was hit by a very fiery IED, lots of shrapnel going everywhere. But the glass factory explosion, the glass factory suicide bombing attack right outside the gates of Camp Ramadi, that they were targeting an Iraqi police recruitment event. I think that was 20 years ago yesterday. I think my gunner was telling me. And so it's just crazy to think that that was 20 years ago already here. But when I look back on, you know, 20 plus years, man, just some of the people we've gotten to have a beer with, you know, just incredible Americans. There was just a few times where I just had to sit back and like, man, what an incredible opportunity this is to be able to stand next to some of these people that I can't hold a candle to, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, these guys, you know, my two former partners that were there, I mean, they're on the job now. You're talking one guy, I think, 35 years, other guy, you know, 37 years. I mean, just true blue American heroes that continue working, you know, into an age that they probably shouldn't be working, just because it's in their blood and it's what they do.
All right. Let's see. Phone lines are open. I see we've got Clint in Bozeman on the line. Caden, go ahead and send Clint our direction. We'll sneak on his phone call here. Let's see. We'll get to that. All right. Let's see. I think we've got Clint in Bozeman now with us. Clint, what's going on? Happy New Year to you.
Well, same to you, Aaron, and Happy New Year to everybody in the Valley from Clint.
Hey, thank you.
Well, yes, I want to talk about something that me and Dr. Gilbert, he's a physicist, a friend of mine, he's dead now. I want to talk about the water here and the sewer system here in Gallatin Valley and what we proposed 10 years ago, Dr. Gilbert and I. Now, you know, the folks at Big Sky are having a hell of a problem with their sewer system. And here's what we proposed. We proposed a pipeline from Big Sky to Belgrade. And in that would pick up all of the folks in Gateway, Four Corners, clear all the subdivisions from here to Belgrade. It would take all of the subdivisions in Cottonwood and various other places. Bozeman would take the sewer of water all to Belgrade. And that there would have a huge treating plant that would treat all this, and in doing so would produce a horrendous amount of electricity, power, generator. And now they're talking about what they're going to do up at Big Sky, which, as you know, Warren, is there's millions of people that are millionaires that have homes up there, not millions of people, but thousands of people. And anyway, they're having these problems, and we're the headwaters of the Missouri River, and it all dumps into eventually the Mississippi.
Right there, Three Forks. So are they talking about doing what you proposed 10 years ago, or are they talking about just building something more right there, closer to on location in Big Sky?
I think that they're going to try to do something there at Big Sky, but I think it's a big no-no. You know, Aaron, as many rich people that live at Big Sky, they're kind of running our politics and everything here in the Valley. Of course, you know, I've been here a long time.
Yeah, 90-plus years.
I was born here 91 years ago.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to save the Valley. I'm trying to save the West Gallatin River, you know, from pollution and stuff like that. And they're not looking, and I'm not an environmentalist either, but you've got a little common sense. And Dr. Gilbert and I, we talked about it.
Well, I mean, to your point, look, Montanans, and especially farmers and ranchers, folks who grew up here, we're the real environmentalists. These people that call themselves environmentalists or conservationists, they destroy the environment. In the name of their environmental gods, of course. All right, Clint, thanks for the call.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here, taking your phone calls and more, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Lots to talk about here on this Tuesday morning. Before I get to our next caller on the phone lines, John, we had a great phone call there from Clint in Bozeman, talking about the water and water situation, sewage treatment, et cetera. I couldn't help but laugh during the break, you know, as I was thinking of this idea of a direct, and I'm not mocking Clint's idea. Let me just, I love the ideas. Keep the ideas flowing. But I just had to laugh because I was just thinking a sewage pipeline into Bozeman, a sewage pipeline into the Gallatin Valley. John, I think we already have a couple of those. It's called direct flights from Los Angeles and Seattle.
I was going to say, isn't that Delta Airlines?
That's your sewage pipeline right there. Oh, man. You know, somebody will get offended. You know, if we haven't offended somebody yet today, well, just stand by. We'll get to you in a few minutes here. All right. Before we get to the next caller, John, what other topics you want to get to here this morning?
Well, you know, what everybody, the topic of conversation for last weeks has been all of the fraud being uncovered. And people are focusing on the Somalis in Minnesota, but it's not just in Minnesota, and it's not just the Somalis. It is immigrant groups from every blue state, and they're talking about right now over $100 billion, and it could go into the trillions. And had a guy out here on X that explained it a little bit better than I had seen the networks explain it. I guess these, during COVID and then after, all of these social welfare programs got special waivers to where you didn't have to have all of the different documentation and fraud programs involved with them because of in the quotes COVID. And of course during Biden is when the blue states just took off running with this, stripped all of the fraud prevention out of this, and that's how these blue states all over, not just Minnesota, were just stealing the place blind.
Oh yeah, Minnesota is the tip of the iceberg. That's very clear. So yesterday, actually, here in this 8 o'clock hour of the show, very interesting information. We talked with Montana's state auditor James Brown, and we were talking about this fraud and, you know, Medicare fraud and daycare fraud, like you're seeing with the Somalis in particular in Minnesota, and really the fraud is the welfare system. It hits every state across the country. But the Trump administration is rolling back these Biden rules that led to this fraud. So I think one of the more interesting things that James Brown said yesterday was, okay, so he's got a team of investigators at the state auditor's office that will go out and investigate this fraud. And by the way, I heard from Governor Greg Gianforte's office, and they want to talk about, you know, all of this fraud as well, and what they're doing at DPHHS to make sure that this fraud doesn't happen, or if it is happening, what they're doing to, what they've already been doing to crack down on it. So look forward to hearing more about that later in the week. But what he said was, okay, our investigators with a legitimate state agency here in Montana identify fraud, and they say, hey, we're going to stop spending money. We're going to stop giving money to these outfits. The Biden administration said, "You got to get our approval before you can claw back taxpayer funds going to these organizations." Even though a state agency has said this is fraud, the Biden administration said, "Well, you got to wait till we officially say it's fraud," and then the fraud would continue and continue and continue. And that's what Team Trump is putting a halt to.
And what gets me is, like, I make the analogy all the time, is if your kid left your door, your house open, and you come home at the end of the day and the house has been cleaned out, who are you blaming here? Okay, it's the kid. And who the kid is in this analogy is our Congress. And there should be they should have done this already. I don't understand why they did not, but in the new budget law coming up here at the end of January, you write into all of these programs that under no circumstances ever will there be any waivers of the fraud protections. in these programs. Write that right into the law so no future president or anybody else can waive the fraud restrictions in them.
Yeah, well, yeah, and when I think of the kids that are leaving the door open, I think of Gavin Newsom, I think of Tim Walz, which, by the way, you know, get your take on that too. I'll get your take on that in a second. We'll get to Tim Walz here in a second, but first, we got a lot of callers that are getting in on the phone lines now. Let's go first to the mighty Human Z, joining us from Michigan. Z, great to hear from you. What's going on, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year and Great Lakes greetings. Hey, I just saw on Twitter here that the U.S. Department of Transportation claims that one-third of all the CDLs in Minnesota have gone to illegals. So good thing that they don't vote with those CDLs. I mean, that license doesn't mean that you get registered to vote. I just know that's for sure. So there's no fraud there at all. And there's no fraud also, too, when a daycare closes one day and can open magically the next day under a brand new name, brand new license. Magically, the bureaucracies have found so much efficiency, they just make that happen. It's like seamless. That's a wonder. But no fraud, no fraud at all, Congress. Thank you very much. And thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you, Z. Great to hear from you. You know, John, talking about, you know, illegal aliens and truck drivers and CDLs, crazy statistic out of Minnesota there. I don't know if you saw this. You probably saw this headline, John. There was this big cocaine bust, and it was two illegal aliens that were driving this big rig that were busted with all this cocaine. Guess where they got their CDL licenses from?
One of the blue states. That's
Gavin
sure.
Newsom. Gavin Newsom, of course. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
What went on during the Biden regime, and not only by his federal government, but then by these blue states, the criminality and the fraud is not to be believed. And they're flat out saying out here, with federal law enforcement resources and even state resources, we literally don't have the resources now to take all these people down. It's just too widespread. So you're going to have to be picking targets, the biggest violators and the groups that were taking the most money out of the system. You're just going to have to pick and choose who you're going to go after, because there's just so many people.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's why they've really focused on the most violent offenders to begin with. But yeah, there's a whole pileup still out there remaining. In fact, I just saw news there was an illegal alien or at least somebody who was on an immigration detainer that was just in the Gallatin County Jail last week. Sounds like they might have already shipped that guy off, though, because he's not listed on the jail roster, according to the immigrant crimes count on X. All right, next up on the phone lines, we've got Lee in Kalispell listening to KJJR. Lee, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Okay, this is a continuation of what I was talking about last week when I said the rate will be taxed higher, so they could leave the poor having to pay more in taxes. But somebody else is also going to probably have to pay more in taxes. That's businesses. Businesses could be stuck with this too. Either they move and people lose their jobs in New York, or they move to another state, and then the poor will have to also compensate for them, too.
You're talking about New York City and the Kami Mamdani, right?
Yes.
I don't know if you guys saw this. Lee, thanks for the call. John, you probably saw this as well. Did you see Todd Starnes brought this up when I was with him on Newsmax yesterday afternoon? Did you see that in New York City, what's one of the first orders of business for the Kami Mamdani? They're already raising the bus fares and the train ride fares. It's like socialist dreams already running smack into reality.
Yeah, I saw they're talking specifically about the subway. And they said, yeah, they've already raised it, I think, from $2 to $3. And that was one of his big campaign promises. Like, free transportation for everybody. You get a car. You get a car. You get a car. And as soon as he raises his right hand, oh, yeah. It looks like we're going to have to raise the prices on
that. Yeah. We're gonna continue to see. By the way, the full Newsmax interview, I've posted it now. If you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, they were gracious enough to share the full video. So you can see that full 9-minute segment. All right, Scott in Bozeman. Scott, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Good morning, guys. First of all, it's hard to think about anything other than our big win in Nashville last night. But I think what's being missed in a lot of the national media with regards to the fraud in Minnesota and the Walz administration and Ilhan Omar and Attorney General Keith Ellison is this. I have family here. If you look back over the last 4 or 5 years, the local media, local affiliates, and the Pioneer Press and the Star Tribune are all complicit.
They all covered for him. They all covered for Tim Walz this entire time. Great point. Scott, hold that thought. I got to hit the hard break. We'll come back to you right after this.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Do you know that Donald Trump offered this guy multiple off-ramps in keeping with the Trump doctrine? Give them an opportunity for peace. Maduro was just arrogant. And, you know, a lot of people are now that President Trump is taking over the country. Temporarily, because why would we expend all this political effort and military effort and allow somebody to take over and just replace Maduro and keep in place the policies that have impoverished the people of Venezuela? That would be pretty stupid. That would mean that was a waste of time, energy, effort, and a risk to our military. No, the president said until a permanent leader can be found, the U.S. government, yes, will run Venezuela until such time as we can do a safe, proper, judicious transition.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Listen, if you're still suffering from the Biden-Harris economic hangover and you need to save money, one way you can do it without sacrificing service, you can do it right now, and that is cutting your cell phone bill in half. Make the switch to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk, for just $20 a month. They will give you unlimited talk and text, 3 gigs of high-speed data on Pure Talk, super fast, nationwide 5G network, the same exact service, and you save a fortune. The average family saves over $1,000 a year. A veteran-led company that shares your values. They believe in giving back to those that serve our great country. And by the way, if you're active military, former military, first responder, you get an additional 20% off every single month. Make the switch. It's simple, fast, easy. Dial #250. Say the keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk. Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Taylor Swift is breaking her own Billboard Hot 100 record. Her song, The Fate of Ophelia, has become her sole longest-leading Hot 100 hit, beating Antihero and her other number one hits. The Fate of Ophelia reaching the top spot for 9 weeks, resurging after holiday classics fell from the list. And A$AP Rocky is out with a new music video for his song, Punk Rocky. The video stars Winona Ryder as a neighbor, watching approvingly as A$AP Rocky and his punk rock band perform in a garage, until another neighbor calls the cops over the noise. The song, Punk Rocky, will be featured on his upcoming album, Don't Be Dumb, his first full-length release in 8 years, which features cover art by Tim Burton. The album is out January 16th. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
From Mundakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, great point here by Scott in Bozeman talking about the local press in Minnesota and how they covered for Tim Walz every step of the way. We saw that in the presidential election last year for sure. Scott, yeah, what else did you want to say about the local media in Minnesota covering for Tampon Tim?
Well, it shouldn't be overlooked that Steve Grove, head of the Star Tribune paper, used to work for Walz. So there, right there, is naturally some cover, and it was just completely swept under the rug. Not only that, but pieces attacking those who are questioning. You know, American Experiment, Alpha News, who cover these stories, they attack them openly for, of course, being racist and being wrong and being, you know, a Republican witch hunt. You know, all the usual things. But what else? I'll leave you with this. What else we have to look at? Is Maine, the state of Maine. It's very similar to Minnesota in this regard. They're having a huge Somali fraud problem there. And to give you an example of some of the crime and issues they're having there that didn't used to exist, Lewistown, Maine is about the size of Beaver. In 2025, they had over 200 violent crimes and shootings. Now imagine that in a town like Butte. Those didn't exist before that community showed up there. So,
interesting.
I'm just saying.
Another way to look at that is, you know, I've heard it said that the Billings Heights, the Heights in Billings alone is the same, is as big as Butte. So imagine that level of crime just taking place in the Heights, for example, to put it in perspective for some of our Billings listeners as well. Very interesting. Scott, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Let's try to sneak in at least one more call here before we run out of time this hour of the show. But John will be sticking with us for the next hour of the program as well. I think we've got Kat in Eastern Montana with us on the phone lines. Yeah, here we go. The transferring her call in right now. Kat, Happy New Year. Great to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, Happy New Year to you too and to Montana. So good morning, Aaron and John, and thanks to our veterans. Go, Cats, go. What a game last night, baby. That was awesome. But I wanted to call in and check in with Montanans to let you all know I'm still here working very hard for the people of Montana. I'm digging up dirt on Amy Eddy so we can get Dan Wilson over that finish line for the Montana Supreme Court, which is so important. Slam dunking on Democrats, as usual, and unleashing the beast on so-called Republicans. I will be presenting at the Patriots Roundtable February 1st in Miles City to an amazing group of patriots. So I want to thank them for that invitation. And that is live stream, so everyone can tune in. And I wanted to personally thank everyone who continues to contribute to the GoFundMe set up for my husband while he fights cancer. So God bless Montana, and rest assured, I'm working hard for Montanans in the background. So thank you so much, Aaron, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
All right, Kat, you as well. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I pray that your husband's treatment is going well. And that he's getting better. And, yeah, that Patriots Roundtable in Miles City, what a great crew that is. John Jackson, your thoughts on either any of the phone calls that have come in thus far, Scott and Bozeman on the Minnesota fraud or anything else?
Yeah, what Scott was saying, I just saw at the break, there is some breaking news. Dana Perino, and I think she might have said it on The Five, there is leaked audio out there right now showing that Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison knew about all of this and told the fraudsters, don't worry about it, and he would back off the investigators. And apparently at the state level, that is exactly what happened. The state investigations were backed off on all of these daycares and these different frauds, and they kept going. So Keith Ellison is up in this. And I tell you, you know, Aaron, as well as I do, to get Democrats to, you know, resign or refuse to go for reelection like Tampon Tins has now done, that means they are all the way up in the middle of this.
Oh, yeah. And I think Tim Walz thinks he can avoid prosecution by not running for reelection. But Caroline Leavitt was on, I think, with Jesse Waters last night. And she says, oh, no, you will still be held accountable whether you run for reelection or not. The president himself basically said the same thing in a True Social post. All right, John's going to stick with us for the 9 o'clock hour coming up. Plus, we're continuing to take your phone calls.
Out here, in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Stress builds up, you have trouble sleeping, maybe your mind is racing and you just don't feel like yourself. So what do? We get help. Lots of people are struggling with their mental health. It's more common than you think. The good news is, there are people in our community who are here for us when times are tough. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world, so we don't feel so alone. One thing you can do is visit loveyourmindtoday.org for simple steps you can take to find the right solution for you. Whether it's hearing stories about what other people are going through or finding the resources we need to navigate the stresses in our lives, visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.